It's Monday. Welcome back to the show. Welcome to your week. And we got to talk about a new dating show.
Dating?
Not nude. A new
dating
show.
Not old.
That's right. Yes, yes. Did you ever watch Millionaire Matchmaker?
You know, I didn't, but I do know Patty Stanger because she is a force of nature.
She is. I loved the show, and she has a new show actually coming out with Nick Viall.
Yeah, from The Bachelor.
Yeah, which I'll talk about
that in
a second.
Remember, he had that podcast, Savannah Christie.
Oh, he still does.
On.
Oh, it is The Viall Files?
Yeah.
Or Viall Files? I don't know how to say. Yeah, I guess I watched a show where they constantly called him Nick Viall.
Oh.
But it was a British person, so. Anyway, that's a show that's coming out, and that's why Patty Stanger is talking again to E! News. She's talking about this show, and it's not Millionaire Matchmaker. It's just The Matchmaker. Because if you ever saw the show, she's really not into dating apps, which worked at the time because her show ran during a time where not everybody was on dating apps.
I was
going to
say that wasn't the only method.
Exactly. So she was really into people making a personal connection and going out on actual dates and not talking a lot on the phone and like ruining it by, you know, not being face to face. The thing that I loved about the show is that she would talk to these millionaires. Like, I mean, I don't think that these people ever have had other people talk to him this way since they've been millionaires, which was so delightful because she's
like, she
you're
could
not
just cut through
hot.
The BS.
Yeah. She's like, you're not hot enough for her. And which would crack me up so much. I do have like a montage here of some of her best moments. Now, all of these, she is talking to millionaires.
Work. Do you want the person and live in a fantasy until you're 80 and you lose your looks? Okay? Or do you want your husband? Pick a side. One side.
You're gonna get old. You're gonna die. You're gonna get gray hair. You're gonna be unloved, incontinent, barely can get to the bathroom.
This guy is so blind. He might need a guide dog.
True. 6 years you can't find true love. 6 years you're worried about your daughter. At this rate, she's gonna have a boyfriend before you.
I love tequila.
She's a tequila girl.
You know with tequila you get babies. What guy is gonna take you seriously? Your vagina is online. You're doing a webcam. Where is the shame button on you? You're not hot enough and you're not smart enough to outsmart them. They're tens we're talking about.
I still don't need to be an emotional mess.
Okay, you're not emotional at all.
I want to, like, be held, and I want to cuddle
someone.
Well,
you can't be held if you lead with...
I don't really care if anyone gets pissed off at me. I have a 99% success rate. Nyan's heart will never be open for love if she doesn't close her legs.
You realize you're not a 10.
Patty, I'm a 10.
No, you're not.
I see a 10.
You're delusional.
Louie, let's get those clients ready for next week, right now. Got a lot of work to do.
All right.
You're delusional.
Oh, my God. I specifically remember that show also. She's like, you're just people that have delusions of grandeur on who they think will be interested in them. And so she brings them down to earth a little bit.
Yeah, you like that.
I like that. I also like her giving advice to them after, like, because she gets to go on, like, she would have these parties on the show where it's like they'll have two millionaires come out and then it's like a cocktail party. And so she has all of these men and women who are there wanting to date millionaires.
Yeah.
Which that right there, I'm like, I don't know if I would trust those people, but they would get set up and then she would get a report about what happened on the date and she would just go after. That's the clips of her like saying,
why did you ask him about your nose hair?
Yeah, just like, why did you talk about your cat pooping all over your mansion? Like, don't even talk about a cat. And they're like, but I love my cat. She's like, don't talk about the cat.
So does she have a new show?
Yeah, she does with Nick Viall. It's called Matchmaker.
But like, is it the same as the original or like, how is it going to be different?
It's going to be different because she's not dealing with millionaires. Number one. Number two, she has...
It'll be interesting to see how she's changed based on the world around us, which maybe isn't as accepting of, you're not a 10. Like, do people still want to hear that?
I don't know.
Because we want to watch
it. That's right. So she has admitted, like, people are on dating apps. That's a big thing for her. So she says...
So now she can't avoid it.
Right. She can't avoid it. She recommends that if you're on a dating app, you want someone who's serious about relationships, unless you're wanting to just hook up. That's something different.
Yeah.
So if they, what happens on apps a lot, and I've experienced this, is that guys want to talk to you back and forth whenever they, like, it'll go on for weeks and they'll never ask you out. It's like, you're just their, I don't know, entertainment for a while. She's like, you have three times that you text them. Then you say, I want to get off this app. Here's my number. If you want to ask me out, call me.
That's smart.
So I'm like, yes, that is a breath of fresh air.
Act, or as the phrase used to go, bleeper, get off the pot.
Exactly. She also thinks that when it comes to traits to steer clear of, people who are very angry and cheapness. Oh, those are two things.
I like that.
They can show you like how they are whenever you go out to dinner with them and they're very cheap. And she's like
I'm going to bring a coupon.
And going
no
Dutch.
No coupons on the first date.
She's not into going Dutch on the first date.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
She says it's just not romantic.
Although I used to do that all the time.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think whoever asked the other person out.
Yeah, pay. that's a good rule of thumb.
Yeah, it's like, I asked you out, I'm paying for this one, you know? So that's good. I'm looking forward to it. When? The only problem, yes, when and where, it's CW. And I'm like, I don't know how I watch CW. Hulu. I tried for 10 minutes to look for CW shows.
Wouldn't you have Hulu? Wouldn't it be Hulu?
Well, you think so, but it's on Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. for us. I don't necessarily want to watch it live, but I do want to watch it. And just an hour ago on the Vile Files, he has Patty on his show. That was just released. It's today's episode. So I want to hear that because that'll probably give us all the details.
Says you can watch the CW without cable on the CW app or website or with a digital over-the-air antenna. CW app is free to download.
Oh, okay.
Blah, 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 blah.
Okay. And
you the day after a show airs on broadcast, you can watch it for free on the app.
That sounds great. Okay. Well, I think one episode is already out, so exciting.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Well, welcome back, Patty Stanger. It'll be interesting to see if she's still as stingy as she was before.
Yeah. I love her.
Well, thanks for the update.
And if she's changed her opinion on, she used to tell all the women, guys don't like curly hair. You all have to straighten your hair.
Guys don't like curly hair?
Yeah, guys don't like curly hair. They like straight hair.
Interesting.
Which I always thought was really weird. I'm like, well, I'm
Something
sorry.
Tells me
that
there are guys
include.
Who like curly hair.
Yeah. That's just, that doesn't make sense to me.
All right. Well, welcome back, Patty Stanger. We need to stay on the pretty ladies. I don't know. Does Sydney have curly hair or straight hair?
She has both. She can do it either way.
She can
way.
Do it all. Sydney Sweeney, we got to talk about her because she had the most delightful clapback to nasty Carol Baum. Remember her, Karen of the Week last week? Carol Baum, we're going to talk about Sydney's response to her, that lady. And we're also going to talk about David Beckham and Mark Wahlberg when we come back right here on My Talk 107.1.
It's Dawn McClain here with Mike Marcotte from Twin Cities Live and Minnesota Live. You joined the Livia program like I did.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember what made you join Livia?
Oh my gosh. Well, I was at the heaviest weight in my entire life.
Yeah.
And with my partner, he has two kids. And so I just wanted to take them up the stairs at night and not have to pant and be winded when I got to the top. And so that was my motivation to join Livia.
Was there anything surprising about the Livia program?
It's so positive. There's not a single person in the Livia office in Roseville, but they're so positive in every aspect of this journey.
And have you reached your goal?
I have reached my goal, and we actually extended it. So I'm down over 30 pounds, and I'm looking to lose more.
Join Livia today and get your first 8 weeks free. Visit Livia.com. That's Livia.com. Or call 855-GO-LIVIA. And Livia is now offering GLP-1 medications. Quiet the food noise and see accelerated results by summer.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Sydney Sweeney taking some opportunities to clap back at a nasty woman who made comments about her. Bradley, you saw this story. I noticed it as well. Tell us what's going on with Sydney Sweeney.
So, she single-handedly just gave us our State Fair t-shirt idea. I think it's in the running. She wore a delightful sweatshirt, a gray sweatshirt, over the weekend during her Mexican vacation, as Page Six describes. A sweatshirt, and she's looking lustfully into the camera.
Lustful.
It looks kind of like she's like making out with the camera.
Oh, sure.
Saying, sorry for having great...
Yeah, referring to...
Great boobies!
Sorry.
It doesn't say boobies. It rhymes with mitts.
Yeah. Sorry for having great mitts.
Yeah, sorry for having great mitts. And it has like a nice little lady jumping rope on it. And I just thought, I think that should be our State Fair shirt.
I don't know if we can have that.
Are you sure?
I
think we could.
I think
we could get away.
Word.
If we take out... just the word and like blur it kind of like.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, because then people are like, I don't know what that word is. Anyway, I thought this was a delightful clapback for Sydney Sweeney towards Miss Carol Baum. Because you'll remember Carol Baum is the one that said she was ugly and can't act.
Yeah, that is, she's since apologized for that because it's like, uh-oh, old school Hollywood brain's coming out. Listen, lady, we've moved past that, haven't we? And it's a shame that you have those beliefs and also have power and influence.
Yeah.
So stop it.
Very sad that a woman in the year 2023, a person, but especially another woman in Hollywood, would go after another woman, a younger woman, a woman just starting out at perhaps one would say not necessarily the height of her career because we don't know where Sydney Sweeney's career is headed, but certainly at a very auspicious moment for her career.
Yeah, for sure.
And so also, shame on you, Carol.
And she's also a producer.
Yeah, so, exactly.
It's another producer. I didn't know if you knew that, honey, but what I noticed about her vacation pictures was that if you scroll through, there's one of her. She's there with her girlfriends and she is they're all three doing the splits.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we should have a splits goal.
No.
No?
No, I'm too old for that. Things would break.
You think so?
I mean, go for it.
I've tried.
We'll give you a challenge. You want to do the splits challenge? Dawn, how many days will it take you to do the splits?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I bought this app that said it would be 3 months.
Okay.
And I stopped doing it after about a month.
That's great.
Because I started to hurt in ways that were real bad.
But you want to do it again?
I wish I was that flexible again, yes.
All right.
Yep.
So you're going to do it? Give us a date.
Next year on this date.
Mike, put it on the calendar.
You got it.
April 22nd, 2025. Dawn.
Yay, I love goals.
Is going to do the splits.
I think that's a good goal to have.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's see you actually. What are you going to do to start practicing?
Well, I have this app, like I said, that I downloaded.
That you didn't work
I stopped
last time.
It, but I think I was pushing myself too hard because I felt like I ripped my hamstring.
Yeah, don't do that. Honey. That's why like, I shan't.
It took me
be doing
a long
this.
Time to recover and it caused problems like with my hips. I was going too hard, you know. It's a Russian gymnast who did this video and it's like it has all these old people on it and they're like, look, I can now do the splits and I'm 87. I'm like, well, if this woman can do it.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
What is the point?
I really do want to be able to have a flexible body for my health when I'm older.
Sure. But you could do that without having to like literally 90 degree angle yourself.
Oh my gosh. But wouldn't that be great if I could? Plus there's other advantages.
Like?
In the bedroom.
Oh, okay.
You asked.
Well, the year 2025 is just around the corner, Dawn.
The year of the splits.
What was on this app?
This app is...
That gets you to practice the splits?
It's like, what was different about it, I think, is that it's just like a lot of... This is going to sound bad now, but the stretch positions you're in, like there's a lot of bouncing to it. like, he was, he's very much like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Sure.
I mean, he's very, like, it's amazing. It would take about 20 minutes of my workout, though, to go through this stretching. Okay. He's like, you do this every day, you'll be able to do
Seems
the splits
like
in 3 months.
I think you can do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what's your goal going to be in a year?
I'm not doing, this is not about me. This is about you and doing the splits. don't turn the tables on me.
Don't you want to have a goal? I like to have a goal that's like
I got a
out
lot
there.
Of goals in my life and they don't involve the splits.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Mike, do you want to do a goal?
I don't think I want to do the splits.
Not
that's
the
for
splits.
Sure.
Okay. But maybe just like something
Earth
like.
Earth Day 2025 goal. By the way, today's Earth Day.
Oh, and Earth Day.
Yeah, happy
Earth
Day.
That's how you'll remember. Earth Day 2025.
All right. Yeah. So for Earth Day 2025, you're going to spread eagle for.
Yeah, I'm going to get my body close to the Earth.
All right. You're going to be kissing Earth.
Yes, I am.
With your.
I need to start. I just want to like put my hands down on the ground when I lean forward, you know, like
that's
as a stretch. That I'll stick with that because that seems difficult enough.
You know, they say like
unflexible self.
They say that ideally your goal is to be able to get off the floor without like effort or without extra, you know,
yeah,
like,
without your hands.
Without your hands.
That's weird basically. Challenge. And you can't cross your legs. You guys were doing that the other day or trying to.
Yeah. So
you try to do kip ups.
What's a kip up?
That's where you lay on your back and you jump up.
Oh, yeah.
Without touching it, like you use your body.
I can't do that. I can do the thing where you like roll back and then roll forward into a stand, but it takes a lot of practice.
Without your knees or your legs crossed?
Without bending, yeah.
You can?
I have. I mean, I haven't done it recently.
Well, maybe you want to have that as a goal.
No, you, I think, why did we have to have a goal? Because you have a goal.
Because I want us all to do something as a family.
Okay, well, Mike and I will work on this and we're going to, we'll be on the finish line, the split finish line, waiting for you.
I can do split,
with a place
split
of Mike's sliders.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
So if you can do the splits for 2025, Mike will make you some sliders.
Sounds great. I can't wait. We got to talk about fitness again.
Let's do
it. David Beckham versus Mark Wahlberg. There's a big lawsuit going on.
I bet he
on.
Can do the splits.
Oh, for sure. Both of them can. Mark Wahlberg is 36% interest in a company called F45. And I believe you guys said that there are some of those gyms around here.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's like a, you know, it's a HIIT workout or a CrossFit type of a place that's interested in confusing the body into getting in shape. A lot of different.
Confusing the body. I
you
like
know,
that. That must
it's
be
like
some...
your body isn't getting used to doing the same exercises. Like I was told, like, you got to confuse your muscles. So like, oh, I got to do this now. Okay. And so it gets better results. Well, he's not getting results, that being David Beckham, because he has had to sue Mark Wahlberg's company because he was endorsing them online and he was promised $10 million to do that.
And he never got paid.
They didn't pay him. And
why
he's
not?
Like,
why
where's
you
my
pay
money?
David Beckham.
I don't know.
Did they have a response as to why he didn't get paid in the lawsuit or what?
Their response, their response is throw out this lawsuit. It's fraudulent.
Oh.
Which is kind of weird.
That's crazy.
Because I'm sure there was paperwork signed. And if they wrote a check, I'm sure there was paper. There's a trail. Now, Terrell Owens also filed the same kind of suit against F45 in 2017, because they stiffed him for $700,000.
Wow.
He was also endorsing them. I just think from a celebrity standpoint, to have your name in out there like this, not paying, I would just take $10 million of my own dollars and go, here you go. I got to ask the guys at my company what they're doing. Sorry for all this trouble.
That's a lot of questions. So give David Beckham his money, please.
Yes, he deserves it.
He probably had to spend a lot of that for Victoria's 50th birthday party.
Sure.
Does anyone really want a salesperson with them when they're test driving a car? We're going to answer that question when we come back right here on My Talk 107.1.
The beautiful weather outside. It's really, have you noticed all the for sale signs for houses out? Well, they are there and they disappear pretty fast. It's Don McClain for David and his team at First Equity Mortgage. And when I moved to Minnesota, I went in his office. I didn't know anything about the process of buying a home. He said, I'll get your ducks in a row here and we will get you set up for that. Now, I didn't end up buying a home, but I learned so much from him and moved in with MC, and then we refinanced with him later. So I say David is the one to go to because he really cares about his customers. I was just amazed at how much care and attention he took to, well, just educating me on even the process of buying a home. And that is his purpose. He wants to make sure that everybody is informed. Prompt responses. You're going to get all of those good things with David. So give him a call at 763-251-8000. Buy a house today. Mike Talk, keyword David.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Welcome back to The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. My Talk 107.1. It's Monday morning and you had some big decisions to make this weekend. I don't know if you came to a conclusion, but
it is
let's
Monday
hear
morning,
about it.
About 2:30, and I woke up in the middle of the night, and I thought to myself, where am I?
Oh, no.
This world is a big, scary place.
Mm-mm.
And I realized I was in bed and went back to sleep. Okay.
Wow.
No, that's not why we're here.
Did a ghost wake you up?
It might have been a ghost, and then I could have called, not the Ghostbusters, but my friend Dawn.
Yay!
But I didn't do that because that didn't happen. No, the question I have for you all, does anyone, and I think I know the answer, does anyone really want a salesperson with them in a vehicle when they're doing a test drive? Quick survey of the room. Dawn?
No.
Mike?
Absolutely not.
Okay. So I had this experience because I've been looking for a new car, and every experience up until Friday of last week, every time I would show up to do a test drive, because I'm thinking of buying a used car. And so, you know, even more than like a new car, you really want to just get in the car,
mm-hmm,
because this is, you know, there's a lot more that could be going wrong or that you want to pay attention to.
Yeah, like my seat keeps sliding around.
Exactly. Or there's like a weird noise and you can't hear. Anyway. So, yeah, like there's a lot of reason when you're thinking about a used
car. Got to test out the brakes. That's what I always
say. Yeah, want to test out them brakes.
I do weird things in a parking lot.
See? These are really important
things.
Turning
radius, everything.
Exactly. So, to an experience, until last Friday, I would show up and they'd be like, here are the keys. Give me your license. I'm going to take a quick picture and I'll be right back. And then you can get in the car and take it for a drive and then come back and we'll talk.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good experience for me because I'm like, okay, now I can focus. I can literally sit in the car and I'll just sit there and I'm looking around. I'm moving mirrors. I'm opening doors. I'm looking under seats. I'm doing all that. Well, this Friday, I walked up and was like, here from a test drive. And the salesperson just kept following me out.
Mm-hmm.
And wasn't asking for like my ID, because you know they have to have their ID, because it's basically like you're going to sign like a rental, not really a rental thing, but you're signing a thing saying we're taking this, you're responsible if anything happens, right?
Yeah.
None of that's happening. And I'm thinking, okay, when are we doing that thing? So like, then I realized, oh my gosh, he's going to get in the car with me, Dawn. Now, long story short, he was fabulous and we had a great chat, and I talked to him all about cars, and we had a conversation about like, what cars do you like and what cars do you drive and all this stuff. But then once we got back to the dealership, I realized, well, I don't know that was very useful because I didn't get to like hear stuff. I was not able to focus on like the little things to pay attention to. And I don't know if it was just like a one off. You know, like I can't imagine there's an incentive for them to be in the car. It's not like he is like, I really want to be in the car with this guy.
I think maybe the angle is I want to have time with this person to be friendly so that they trust me and they want to have a rapport with you and, you know, like get to know you a little bit. because they think that will help them sell the car.
Oh, sure.
It's like a fake friendship for 20 minutes.
I could see that. What were you going to say, Mike?
Oh, I wasn't. I just, oh. That doesn't make a lot of sense. So, because that's when you talk about the salesperson. You know, everyone knows this.
Yeah.
Like you talk with the salesperson, they start to build that rapport with you. And then you're like, okay, go. And you're like, wow, that guy sure is annoying. But this car drives nice. So. Yeah.
But I will say, like, I had a perfectly lovely chat. Yeah. But then the whole time I kept thinking, like, I just want to be rattling things and I want to step on the gas.
Yeah.
And you jerk things around a little
bit.
Yes. You know?
Yeah.
I want to slam on the brakes, but I don't want to scare this guy. And maybe it's just because I'm, I don't know, maybe other people would do those things while the sales guy is in there. I'm maybe I'm just like too polite. Like I don't want to be like uncomfortable. Like just slam on the brakes in the middle of it.
You're too polite because I think, so this has happened to me in the past. And then I was like, I hate this. Yeah. Because I am not learning anything about this car.
Yeah.
I've looked up all the specs, so they don't need to rattle those off for me. I actually can give you all the information that you're telling me.
Yeah, because I do a lot of, like, I'll look, like, I know the history of the car. And, like, usually what'll happen is I'll tell them about the car, and they're like, oh, I didn't know that. And I'm like, yeah. I mean, it's in the documents, but, you know. But, again, I think when it's a used car especially, and I'm also, here's the other thing I know, I'm looking at cars that are not necessarily the make of the dealership I'm at. They might be used vehicles that are on the lot, so they don't necessarily have all of the knowledge, which is why I'm like, even more you don't need to be in this car, because you don't have, you're not adding anything to what I already know.
Right.
Other than you might be answering questions about, like, the process at your particular dealership.
Yeah. I don't really understand the angle with that, but yeah, I would say that it's probably best to just let the customer
decide. I find it interesting that it wasn't even like an option. It was just like, oh, I'll
come it is along. When you tell them, don't come with me.
Well, that's what
that's what I started to do.
That's what I would have done had I known, but all of a sudden we're at the car and I was like, okay, I guess you're getting in the car. I'm not going to say, no, go away.
Oh,
I mean,
I
could.
Not mean. I just said, I prefer to do my test drive alone. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would totally do that if I were serious. Like, had I been in the car and thought to myself, this is a car I'm actually interested in.
Yeah.
Then I would have said, all right, now I need to drive it alone.
Yeah.
You know?
Because it is distracting. You're trying to hear for, like, rattling things. You're trying to, like, a lot of it has to do with listening, you know? And when you can't focus... Yeah,
and then I just get like interested, and then we just started talking about cars and working at a dealership and what that, because you know, like what we do for a living is talk.
Yeah.
So I have no shortage of things to say.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily helping me in my journey.
Mm-mm. And you're probably less likely to buy that car.
Well,
unfortunately,
I didn't. I will say that car in particular, there was some rust I didn't see in the phonographs, so I was like, no thanks.
Yeah, there
won't
you go.
That vehicle.
Boy, Minnesota is tough on cars for rest, aren't they?
You got to get some, you got to treat that.
Man.
You got to get under there.
Man. So tell me some of the things that you're looking for when you test drive a car. Like you are like, what's super important to you? Like how high you sit up? Like
legs?
Leg room.
My leg room. That's a number one because I got big, big, long, long legs.
And how it drives, like
freeway, because I now, because you know, since the gym that I was going to moved, well, they didn't move, they closed, and so I'm now at a different gym, and it's like a 20-minute commute both ways, which I didn't have before. So now I'm in the car a lot more on the freeway.
Yes.
So I want to know that I'm going to enjoy my experience on the freeway.
Something I like to do, I'll admit to this, is that when I do test drive a car, I change all the presets to my talk.
Oh, that's a given.
Okay, we all do that.
Yes,
that's
of course.
Yeah, rent like, a car, test drive a car. That's instantly what you do.
Boop, 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 boop.
When I bring my car in for service, even, I turn it, because usually I'll have my phone plugged in, but when I unplug my phone, I make sure it's on my talk so that when they turn it on in the dealership.
I do that with rental cars, too.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah,
you know, I mean,
if you're in Minnesota.
If you're in Minnesota, for sure.
Yeah. All right.
Well, you know what?
I think I'm glad we all agree. I would just like to encourage myself to just be a little bit more assertive.
Well, I will say that there are some people that do like this. Like they want to, there's all kinds of buyers out there. And some of them, I know this because I knew a close friend did this job. He did not drive with people, but some people wanted him to come along. because they require a lot of attention. Like, they like it. They want to ask him, like, well, what are you going, what kind of deal are you going to give me if I buy this? And he's like, well, and then he'd be like, well, I mean, two other people came to look at it today, so I'm probably not going to, it's whatever the price is. And they're like, that's not going to work for me. I'll buy it right now. Like, there's negotiations that some people go through that are way different than you'd ever imagine.
Yeah.
Like, calling them up at 11 p.m. and going, so let's talk about that car again.
Oh,
you know,
God. Yeah.
Seriously, they go through so much.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
I will say we got an email or an email. Yeah, it's an email. I was going to say a text. We didn't get a text from a listener. Yes, I want the salesperson. Here's an interesting one. Yes, I want the salesperson on the test drive with me. When I was 19 and buying my first car in the winter, I was test driving the car, and about two blocks from the dealership, a truck hit us. The salesperson said, floor it. We are following this butthole. We went on a wild ride in the snow and ice following this jerk. We followed him through two cities, taking right turns until he pulled into a dead end and blocked him in. He denied hitting us and begged us not to call the cops or his employee. Now I just think it's strange when they just give you the keys and drive. Also, nowadays, I don't blame them for riding with. You can't trust people. Wow, Aaron, that's a story.
That is unbelievable.
If somebody said, floor it, I'd be like,
I'm not going to risk my life and other people's lives so that we can catch up to someone
that
who might
like
have
a, movie.
A weapon.
That sounds like a movie.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend doing that, Aaron, anymore.
Oh, my goodness. But that's
I appreciate
a great
story.
Wow.
Jeez. All right, when we come back, Mike. Are we going to play a game today?
We are going to play a game.
It's already time?
It is already time, Dawn.
Crazy.
Time, Dawn.
Time. Look for porn, Dan. Porn.
We're not doing a porn game show when we come back.
Porn,
you know.
Dan.
I screwed that up.
Porn, Dan.
We're spinning the wheel when we come back on the adventures of porn and Dan.
No, it's my dad's day.
Hey, my talkers, Bradley here for my good friends at Dakota Dental. Now, if Dakota Dental wanted to get in your car when you were driving around to give you some great dental advice, I'd let them in my car, unlike, you know, the car salespeople we were just talking about. But you don't have to worry about that, of course, because when you go to Dakota Dental, you're getting out of your car. They're not doing drive-up dental service. It'd be kind of awesome. No, they're doing it in one of the best dental offices in the Twin Cities, right down in Apple Valley, super convenient to the metro with plenty of appointments available at a time that works with your schedule. I can say that they're some of the best in Minnesota because I've been going there as a patient for years. You can trust your dental health to the team at Dakota Dental. And it really is a team. From the moment you make the appointment till you're sitting in that chair, you know you're in great hands, just like I've been in great hands. Trust your your dental health with Dakota Dental. And don't forget to tell them Bradley sent you.
It's that time again. This time of day where you can be smarter than us in your car. It's time to play a game with Mike.
Time now to play along. It's
Game Show Roulette.
Here's your host, Mike Ganger.
You said it, Dawn. It's how we wrap up the show every single day by playing a little Game Show Roulette. I spin the roulette wheel. Wherever it stops, that's a game show we play. Wheels filled with game shows from the past, the present, maybe even some from the future. Here's where it stopped.
Oh, I like this one.
Playing a little Card Sharks today.
Yeah.
And again, we took away the sharks. Shark.
Yeah.
There's a K in there.
Remember that other game we played?
Oh, yeah.
It was not...
far more messy.
Yeah, we had to shut it down.
Yeah. It's not good.
No, I wasn't.
We had to flush
that
game. Am I right?
Whoa.
So Card Sharks is what we're going to play today. Again, we don't actually do anything with cards because that's harder to play. We're just doing the over-under version of Card Sharks.
You guys can't see the
cards. Exactly. So it makes more sense to play it this way. Everyone seems like they have a lot more fun going this way. So let's play it. I'm going to start by spinning, or actually I should say by flipping a coin. And Dawn, it is Monday. You call the coin in the air. What do you think it is?
Tails.
It's still flipping. It's tails. Would you like to go first or second for today's Card Sharks?
And this is like higher or lower.
Exactly. Whoever starts is going to set the line.
Yeah, so I want to go second.
You want to go second. Okay. So again, how it works, I'm going to read a question. And now in this case, Bradley will set his answer. And then Dawn will just simply say higher or lower. It's very simple.
Yep.
Super simple.
Are you guys
simple.
Ready to play?
Yes.
I've been ready.
Well, here we go, Bradley. This first one's coming your way.
Okay.
In what year did Beethoven perform his Moonlight Sonata for the first time?
Oh, no.
Beethoven.
Yes. In what year
roll did he, over.
What year did he perform his Moonlight Sonata for the first time?
Tell Tchaikovsky the news. That would be Mr. Beethoven.
Mm-hmm.
I would say he was 17. Oh, Mr. Beethoven. Mr. Beethoven was about 1764.
1764 is the year that Beethoven performed his Moonlight Sonata for the first time. Don, do you think it's earlier or later than 1764?
Okay. I'm glad you said that that century so that I knew what century I should be in. So I'll say lower.
You're going to say earlier than 1764?
Yeah. Yeah, lower.
Okay.
Earlier?
Earlier than 1764?
Yeah. I thought 1756 for some reason.
Well, Beethoven was not born yet. So the answer is definitely later.
Okay, this was my problem.
Yeah.
I didn't want to indicate this to Dawn before she made her answer.
Sure.
I couldn't tell if it was 17 or 1800.
You were actually really close to his birthday.
Oh.
1770 is when he was born.
Oh!
So you were just off by about 6 years. But that particular piece, the Moonlight Sonata, he performed that, composed it, and first time performed it was 1802.
Oh,
so with good old that, 1802.
The first point's going to Bradley. He was closest.
Okay.
He set the line. Don said
shot in the dark. Kids.
All right. We go over to you, Don, for the first time. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many? This is a fun math question. Maybe you know the answer. I don't know. We'll see.
Math, I don't.
How many different ways are there to make change for a U.S. dollar? So, for example, if you said all pennies, that would be one way. If you said 95 pennies and a nickel, that'd be another way.
Oh, my God.
How many total ways? Now, please don't do the math. You're not going to be able to. So just guess.
Okay.
How many different ways you think there are to make change for a U.S. dollar?
I'll just say 100.
You're going to say 100. Bradley, is it more or less than 100 ways to make change for a dollar?
100 ways to leave your love. I'm going to say less, Bob.
You think
I'll
it's
take
less?
The under.
You're going to go under 100 ways? Is it under 100 different ways to make change for a U.S. dollar? It's absolutely not. 293 different ways.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
A lot of different ways to make change.
Yeah.
You know, the best way to make change is to just get up and say, I'm going to do something different today.
There you go.
That's the best way to make change.
What if you have a dollar and you need coins?
Well, then you got to go to, I don't even know where you go. Do they have change anymore?
I don't know.
Can you get change?
Well, they don't like it because they're short on change.
I used to hate change when I worked as a cashier. Remember them when they started putting them in plastic rolls instead of the paper?
Oh,
paper was so easy to open, but damn plastic.
Those were hard.
Yeah.
All right. We're going over to you, Bradley. You ready?
I'm stalling because I have no idea.
Today was a special announcement. We found out about the Rock and Roll Hall of Famers today.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you this question, Bradley Trainer. If we got in a car right now, and we took the quickest way to Cleveland, Ohio, and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, how many miles would that take us?
Oh,
so this
geez.
Is the shortest distance driving, according to Google Maps.
Mm-hmm. Can we drive across the water?
No.
Okay.
We're driving, according to Google Maps, from here to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. How many miles is that trip?
That trip, Bob, is 695
miles. 695
miles.
Don, do you think it's more or less than 695 miles?
I'm going to say less.
Is it less than 695 miles?
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
God, we are just batting a thousand.
Well, no, you're pretty good, actually. 751 miles.
Whoa. Oh,
okay.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
751 miles. So with that, it's Bradley now with a 2-1 lead. We go back over to you, Don. You
can
set
the line
getting
for this points
first
one. When I don't know
well,
things.
I'm wrong. That's how you're getting points.
Exactly. The
Thank
person
you.
Sets the line, then the
for
whoever.
Being wrong.
Yeah, you know, it works. We go to the next one here. Are you ready, Don?
Yes.
What is the largest lottery jackpot ever won in U.S. history?
Oh, no.
The largest U.S. lottery jackpot ever won. How much money was it?
I'm going to say $9
billion. $9 billion, the largest jackpot ever won in a U.S. lottery?
The lottery. Can
Bradley,
you
do you want to...
I can tell you don't play the lottery.
Do you want to go under or over?
I'm taking the under on that, Bob.
I'll take the under. Yeah, it's under.
What is it?
Well, can I guess?
Yeah, you guess.
Because when you say the largest jackpot, is that like before taxes or something?
Like, yes, before taxes. What is, yeah, exactly. What was one before taxes?
It's not, it hasn't gotten $3 billion, has it?
It has not gotten $3
billion. Two something?
It's barely got $2 billion, but in November 7th, 2022, Edwin Castro of California won $2.04 billion. Wow.
I was Powerball. Pretty confident in $2
billion. Yeah, $2 billion is the highest. It's only gotten over $2 billion one time.
Isn't that insane?
That is insane.
$2 billion. Yeah, no, okay, can we just sit with, I've had this so many times. Mm-hmm. We don't have time for this conversation. Think of all of the things we could do right in the world.
Yeah.
Let's do that tomorrow.
If we just gave that money for the things that need money.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Except for now one guy who's going to spend it all and then end maybe up on that won't. One show.
Yeah.
Bradley, you got a chance to seal the victory.
Let's do it.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
If you get the point on this one, the game is all over because you have a 3-1 lead. It's a race to four. Here we go.
Make it done.
How large is the Mediterranean Sea in square miles?
I thought you were going to say the Mediterranean chicken in the cafeteria.
No, sorry. How large is the Mediterranean Sea in square miles?
Oh, no.
Oh, the Mediterranean Sea is big, Bob.
In square miles, how many?
Okay, well, I'm going to say square miles.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. 45,000 square miles.
45,000 square miles. Dawn, is it over or under 45,000 square miles?
It's the square thing that messes me up. I'm going to say lower.
You're going to say lower?
Less than.
If it's less than, Bradley's going to be our winner today because Dawn missed the point. If it's over.
If it's less than, I get it. Right?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah.
If it's the under, she gets the point.
If it's under, you get the point. If it is over that amount, Bradley's going to seal the victory today. Is it under 45,000 square miles? It's not. Bradley's the winner today.
Whoa! What'd I win? But wait, what's the answer?
How many?
You were off by a little bit. It's nearly a million square miles.
Oh my God.
So 967,000 square miles.
I was struggling with 40 or 400. Yep. Both would have been way off.
400 times two, you would have been pretty close. So with that, you're going to be the winner today, Bradley. But let's do the other ones just for fun. You got the 4-1 lead here, and obviously enough to seal the victory. What year do you guys think the first Polaroid camera was sold?
Sold?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Dawn?
Yeah, you guys can work together now. We're just playing for fun here Polaroid after Bradley locked camera. Up the victory.
Do you mean like the little one?
Yeah, what year was it basic for the first time? Oh. What year was it created and sold?
Probably like the 1950s?
Yeah.
What do you think, Dawn?
I think the 1950s, but maybe late 50s.
Okay.
It was 1948.
Whoa.
Wow.
And really?
Finally, 6.2 billion people were on this earth in the year 2000.
In the year 2000.
Based on a rough estimate, what was the world's population in the year 200?
Oh.
So it was 6.2 billion in the year 2000. What was the world's population in the year 200?
Maybe like a billion. What do you think, Dawn?
Less than that.
Okay.
You would have been right with the less than that. 190 million people walked the earth. Yes, that was it. It grew exponentially after that.
190 million?
It's unbelievable. Yep. But you're the winner today, Bradley.
There's a lot of people on this planet.
There are a lot.
And yet we still have a lot of room to grow.
But not enough resources. That's your PSA for today.
Well, I mean, single-use plastics. Let's get rid of them. But I'm not doing paper straws. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm not doing any straws. I'll just suck on the glass. Dawn.
Oh, I can't do it. It hurts my teeth.
It hurts your teeth? The glass?
I have to have a straw.
Lori and Julia's up next. We're going to go suck on some glass. We'll be back tomorrow.
Bye.